Like I said, Jeff, the only one in my family. My younger brother just got married this year. Not sure if you've ever been in that situation, Jeff, where somebody younger than you has gotten married before you. Both your brothers, and they're both young. And doesn't the wedding suck? Because there's always that one person who's got to try to make you feel a little awkward at the wedding. I'm right. Especially at a Jewish wedding. That was my aunt. The wedding, says, "Flip, when are you going to get married? You little brother's married. You got to get married. Can't stay single forever. Got to get married." I know women get it sometimes at baby showers. "When are you going to have a baby? Your sister's having a baby. Got to have a baby." See, I say if you do that at those family functions, you should do them at every family function. Like funerals. "When are you going to die, Uncle Larry? You're older than him. You can't live forever. You got to die soon." But you know, it was really cool to celebrate the moment, like when my brother got married. My brother, my father, and I, it's kind of a bonding thing. We all got a tattoo together. I got mine. Oh, it's a true story. I got mine right there. You have a tattoo? Yeah. No? You want to see it? No, you don't. No. You don't want a Jewish stripper. Everything's already half off.
Come on!
Ah, last of the Jew jokes. No, trust me, it's there. But I'm not sure if anybody here has tattoos, but I didn't know that. Do you have a tattoo? What do you have? You have three tattoos or the number three? Well, see, I didn't know when you get the tattoo, there's all this maintenance you got to do up front. I thought you just get it and leave, and no. And I was nervous, too, because, like, our tattoo artist was German, and we're Jewish, and we fell for that once. Too soon? Is it too soon? Okay, my bad, too soon. Sorry. Like, we get up to, you know, we get the tattoo, get up to leave, and the guy's like, no, come here, before you go, you got to get this special soap, and you got to wash it 2 to 3 times a day. Then you got to take this special gel and put it on 4 to 8 times a day. And if you go outside, keep it covered with a Band-Aid or a shirt. And if you go swimming, wait an hour after you eat. That's a lot of rules. Because, like, I've always seen pictures of pirates, and they have tattoos all over their body. I can't imagine a pirate being that careful with a tattoo, you know? Like, "Hey, Blackbeard, what say you come out with us as we rape and pillage the city?" "Oh, I'd love to, matey. But I just got a beautiful mermaid tattooed on my arm, and I can't go into direct sunlight for another 7 to 10 days. Arr!"
"I think Blackbeard might be a little fancy."